Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast for Live the Promise. Enjoy the conversation. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Really glad you tuned in today. We have got a powerful show planned. I hope you can stay tuned the whole time. Well, here it is. The loss of a job, the death of a loved one, betrayal by a friend, sudden illness. You know how it is. Life is filled with unexpected events that shake us to our core, and they actually prove where we're placing our faith. It is possible to not only expect the unexpected, but to embrace it and come through your storms stronger than you were before you entered them. Well, today, author, activist, international speaker Christine Kane joins me to share biblical wisdom and insight from her amazing new book. I love this book, Unexpected, Leave Fear Behind, Move Forward in Faith, Embrace the Adventure. Honestly, this is one of those books I wish I had 100 copies to give away. We got a couple, though. You can email right away if you want to get in on the drawing, livethepromise@myfaithradio.com. Put unexpected in the subject line and then remember that mailing address. Well, as you know, if you've been listening to the announcements, this is my last week with Faith Radio. In fact, tomorrow's my last day. But if this is the first you're hearing about it, I want you to know how much I've loved this run. Our show's 8 years old. It's been an amazing season. And I know the show is flourishing and doing well, and that's a jarring piece of news for you. Really, you know, if you've been listening for a while, I had a pretty major health setback about 2.5 years ago. Because I've battled Lyme disease, that's what I thought it was. It turned out it was something called chronic inflammatory response syndrome, CIRS. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. Massive inflammation triggered all kinds of neurological issues, and I've been walking through the treatment. I am healthy. I am so much better than I was, and I'm saying that because, I don't know, people are talking, and so many are fearing that I'm stepping down because I'm sick. I'm not. I'm better than I was. I've got a ways to go, but I'm so grateful to be feeling as well as I do. But through the process, it just became very painfully clear that it just was time for a new season. It just is, you know, and trusting the Lord. We are looking at maybe launching a podcast, also looking at potential other opportunities. So if you want to keep up with us, just because we're in a seeking God phase right now, I'm really peaceful, very expectant. Hop on the website, on my website, SusieLarson.com. Right on the homepage, you'll see sign up for Susie's newsletter. That's the way we'll probably let you know. So we don't share your information with anybody. I don't send out a newsletter more than 3-4 times a year, but that's where you'll find information, SusieLarson.com. All right, let me tell you about my guest. We'll get her on the show. Christine Kane's an Australian-born, Greek-blooded lover of Jesus, activist, author, and international speaker. Her primary passion is to make Jesus' last commandment her first priority, by giving her all to see the lost saved and to build the local church globally. Love that. Christine also has a passion for justice. Together with her husband, Nick, founded the anti-human trafficking organization, the E21 Campaign, which recently received the Mother Teresa Memorial Award for Social Justice in 2017. In 2015, they founded Propel Women, an organization designed to honor the calling of every woman, empower her to lead, equip her for success, and develop a sense of God-given purpose. Christine and her family make their home in Southern California, and we are so honored to have her with us today. Christine, welcome back to the program.
Susie, I'm just so honored to be back on. Thank you.
Looking forward to our conversation, Christine. And we love to start every day talking scripture, and I know you are a woman who loves God's word. Do you either have a life verse or just one you've been thinking about these days that you can share with us?
Yeah, well, I do. I have a verse that I love is 1 Corinthians 15:58, where it says, "Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is never in vain." And I just think in the days in which we're living, it's great to be steadfast and immovable while everything that's being shaken is being shaken around us.
Boy, that's a great word. That's exactly why I asked that question. Fantastic. So, Christine, you've written a number of books. I would love to know how this idea was first born in your heart. I know in your story, you're no stranger to twists and turns of the story, but talk about how, when you knew this was a topic you needed to write about.
Well, I think, you know, there was a couple of things, Susie. Firstly, just I think the last couple of years, there's been just so much shaking and chaos around us. Things have shifted, you know, economically and politically and morally and socially in so many different ways. And I was kind of watching how believers respond to unexpected events and how non-believers respond. And I'm like, you know, sometimes there's no difference, and there really should be a difference, because our witness is at stake with so much that is going on. And then I was celebrating my 50th birthday and sort of just walking off the boat after having a great birthday party, and opened up my phone, and there was 26 missed phone calls from my younger brother telling me that my mother had passed. And as I sort of held the phone and just was so devastated, I kind of thought in that moment, you know, man, this is life, the best of times and the worst of times all at the same time. Like, you know, within the same hour, you're kind of going from celebrating a 50th to your mum passing away. And then I open with a story of when I had my cancer diagnosis. What do you do when you get unexpected news that you were never expecting? You know, no one expects to get that diagnosis. And what I wanted to do was write a book. It was then that I realized it was time to, so many people maybe know somewhat my backstory of having been abused and adopted. And I think sometimes people think, well, you know, look where Chris Kane is now. She had to overcome adversity from 30 years ago, but life has just been easy ever since. And I thought, okay, I need to invite people into my life and say, okay, have a look at what it looks like every day to be walking forward in faith instead of fear, and having to navigate the same issues as everybody else. You know, we all have unexpected events. We all have unexpected relational challenge, economic challenges, you know, I think just sicknesses. Things hit us all. So, you know, in the middle of that, what can we expect? Can we still expect our God to be good? Can we expect our God to do good? Can we expect that even all those bad things that happen around us, can they work together for good? And I wanted to speak faith into an atmosphere of fear and very, very practically show people what it looks like in the real world.
Oh, so well said. You write this, that we cannot shrink back in fear and go forward in faith at the same time. Hear that, friends. We can't shrink back in fear and go forward in faith at the same time. We cannot settle for our less and pursue his more at the same time. It's just not possible. That really is such a picture of so many who have their foot on the gas and on the brake at the same time, right?
Yeah, I love that analogy, because that's how it is. And so you end up going nowhere, except you're getting frustrated because you're wondering why you keep pressing that gas pedal until you get your foot off that brake pedal. You're not going to make any forward traction. And I think that's, to be honest, you know, big picture, that is always the plan of the enemy. He wants to paralyze and cripple us so that we don't step into our God-given destiny. And that's why our faith is at stake. I think that's why, you know, Paul writes, we've got to fight the good fight of faith. We have a lot of fights going on out there at the moment, but I'm thinking, how about we just stick focused on the right fight? And that's the fight for our faith. Get our foot off that brake pedal. Trust God that as we press the accelerator, he's going to take us forward into a future that's going to blow our minds.
Amen. Well, you, when you think about what you're doing with empowering women, what you're doing with the issue of human trafficking, which is very, very dear to my heart, what you're doing is just speaking the truth, speaking faith into an atmosphere of fear. You're poking the enemy in the eye. So I know you're dealing with some kinds of opposition, especially, I mean, you're looking at these unexpected turns, but I know that he's got you in his crosshairs. So how do you strengthen yourself in the Lord? And when you start to notice an upsurge of enemy attack, just harassment, how do you handle it? What do you do?
Yeah, I love that, Susie, because that is the truth. You know, when you're on the front lines and you're piercing the darkness, there is no doubt that, you know, you feel resistance to that. And we have a, you know, great intercessors. Prayer undergirds everything that we do. We have, for A21, 15 offices in 13 countries, and they are all, every day starts in prayer and very, very focused on, you know, believing God for breakthroughs and favor and protection. What I do is I do a lot of preventative action, to be honest. I spend a lot of time in the Word, in worship. I am the gatekeeper to my eyes and my ears and my heart. And I think Scripture says, you know, guard your heart with all diligence. So I'm pretty militant about what I allow to get into my heart. I'm pretty strict about what I let to get into my eyes, excuse me, and my ears. And so I am very focused on putting positive things in so that great positive things will come out. I think, you know, when it comes to resistance, I have intercessors around me. We pray, we go for it, and we really know how to wield our spiritual sword. But I think you can avoid a lot of animosity and spiritual attack by making sure that you daily put on the full armor of God. Mm. I think prevention is as good as cure in many, many ways. And so we very definitely have a preventative approach to it.
Boy, that's good. Speak to the person, we're going to take a break here in a couple minutes, but the person who longs to move from that stance of fear to a stance of faith, where they're dreading, bracing for impact, and then moving to a place of expectancy of what God might do, even with the storms ahead that we know nothing about. You know what I'm saying? Switching from a stance of, you know, waiting for that shoe to drop to expectant faith.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing there is remember the faithfulness of God in your past. And the same God that brought you here is the same God that's going to take you there. And I think sometimes you've just got to learn to do it afraid, you know, and then when the shoe doesn't drop enough times, you start to trust the character and the nature of God. And I think often when we don't understand, a lot of times we don't move forward because we don't understand. But the question is always, when you don't understand, will you trust? And that choice has to be made every single time. And I think you've got to stop looking. You've got to basically make a decision that I am going to trust that he who promised is faithful. And even though I can see that wall closing in, even though I feel afraid, I'm still going to do it afraid, and I'm going to trust that he who promised is faithful. It all comes back to trust 100% of the time.
Amen. We're going to pause here talking to Christine Kane. We only have her for this first half hour, so I want to make the best use of time possible. Her book, fantastic book, Unexpected. Leave fear behind, move forward in faith, embrace the adventure. If you want in on the drawing, just email livethepromise@myfaithradio.com. We're going to talk about what it means to cultivate relentless faith. So the next time life throws you a curveball, you're able to bat it out of the park, as Christine says. I love that attitude. We'll be back in a minute. Song. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, talking to Christine Kane. Her amazing book is titled Unexpected, Leave Fear Behind, Move Forward in Faith, Embrace the Adventure. And this excerpt just made my heart beat faster. Christine writes, we need to develop relentless faith. So the next time life throws us a curveball, which life most certainly will, we are able to bat it out of the park and still live in the adventure he has for us. And maybe we'll even live a version of the adventure that's beyond what we could ever have hoped or imagined. All because of the unexpected that interrupted our lives in the first place. We're so bracing. We're always trying to control our circumstances. And yet when a storm moves us out and God moves us through, so often we find that he's so much better than we ever knew. I'd love to know from your own life, Christine, when something like this happened, when life threw you a curveball, and on the other side of it, you ended up better off than when you started.
Well, I think there are so many examples I could give, definitely, Susie, but one in particular is a couple of years ago I went through this, this friendship betrayal. It was deeply, deeply painful. And, you know, I'm very thick-skinned. I'm like, let's go charge hell with a water pistol, but I'm very, very tender-hearted. And so I think like all of us, when someone is close enough to you that they can hurt you, it just is deeply, deeply painful when that happens. I think, you know, David wrote in Psalm 55, you know, it would have been, I could have handled it if it was my enemy that came against me, but when it was my friend that I went to the house of the Lord with, you know, I mean, it was like this deep, when it's someone that's so close. Well, I think I thought, I don't know how I'm going to recover from this. I don't know how I'm ever going to, like, trust again, or whether I'm going to let anybody into that place in my heart in any, because I think when you've been hurt, what you want to instantly do is just put walls up and go, no one is ever going to get that close again, so they won't have the capacity to hurt me. But here's a couple of things 2 years down the track. I mean, you know, I never want to go through that pain again, but there's a couple of things that I've seen come good of that. And first and foremost is that I realized that perhaps I had placed a little bit too much I think, emphasis on that relationship to the detriment of some other things. And I think there are opportunities now, friendships that I have now, relationships that I now have, that I possibly would not have walked through those doors or taken those opportunities because I would have limited myself to what I knew. And I think sometimes God allows us to go through some things that are deeply painful. And sometimes, and it could be anything from, you know, moving on from a job to maybe you kind of ended up relationally in a place where you never thought you would be. And you're like, I never expected that fracture. I never expected that sort of separation. But you come down the other side and go, I wouldn't be here if that didn't happen. I can see somehow, even through all the pain, the goodness of God, that he, and in this case, in my case in particular, I'm now realizing, wow, some of this really was meant by the Lord. Maybe how it happened wasn't meant by God, but the fact that it did, it was because sometimes God will cause you to be rejected by someone so that their fingerprint doesn't tarnish the blueprint that God has for your future. And sometimes I think, wow, if we think, well, it's all because of this person and they opened this door. And I think if we could learn that sometimes God says, I took their fingerprints off it because I needed you to look at my blueprint for the future. And I think in my case, that is definitely what happened.
Wow, that's a prophetic word for me right now. That's absolutely amazing. Let's talk about unexpected.
I'm glad. Yeah. That's really awesome.
It's all for me. I'm sure it's for you friends listening today. But first and foremost, it was for me. Thank you for that. Amazing. You know, let's talk about just almost an unexpected success. That's probably not even the phrase I'm looking for. But stepping into, taking next steps, not knowing where it's leading, not having an agenda, but just following Jesus and then being so surprised at what he does with it. You're right. I repeatedly stepped into unexpected places only to find myself accomplishing unexpected ventures and seeing God turn up in the most unexpected ways, all because I said yes every single time, even when I didn't have any idea where it would lead. That you know, the minute little step of faithfulness can turn into such significant fruitfulness. So say a word, if you would, about that.
Yeah, I think, I look at A21. I mean, I could tell you anything, but I, you know, walked through one door. I saw a poster in Thessaloniki, Greece 12 years ago. And, you know, then now for 10 years I've been leading A21. I didn't know when I walked through that first door where I decided to be an advocate for the victims of human trafficking. I had no comprehension that 10 years later there would be, 15 officers in 13 countries, that we would have rescued so many women, children, and men, that there would be dozens of traffickers in jail. Sometimes I think we think I need every little piece of the plan in the future, but Ephesians 3:20 says that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything you could ever ask, hope, or think. And I want that kind of Christian life, which means no matter how big I dream, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above. And I think when I look at my life, when I look at A21, I could not on my best day have orchestrated this. I was just faithful to take one step at a time. And one door led to the next door, led to the next door, led to the next door. And you get up every day and you keep putting one foot in front of the other. You are faithful with what God has put in your hand. And then God gives you the desires of your heart that you didn't even know were there.
Oh, that's beautiful. When you talk about things that we actually can expect from God, and like, for instance, he will never leave us, that his grace will be sufficient. He'll turn mourning into dancing. No weapon formed against us will prosper. Our giants will be defeated. Again, there are times in the times of when you're in an unexpected season and you feel like your life's taken a hard right turn. You forget what you know, and then you start to doubt what you knew. So if you wouldn't mind speaking to that person who's maybe unsure that he really means what he says when he'll turn their mourning into dancing and that the giants will go down.
Well, it really is, and I think a lot of that is you've got to tell yourself, and I think this is the battle of our Christian life, is that you choose to believe the truth of God over the facts of your feelings or your circumstances. And I think we live in a culture that so idolizes feelings that we think, well, I'm just being authentic and my feelings don't align with this or my circumstances. And we go, Chris, look at the facts. And I go, yes, but you're not going to get to your destiny based on looking at the facts. You're going to get to your destiny based on declaring the truth. You must always elevate the truth of the Word of God over the facts of your feelings or your circumstances.
You need to say that again. I'm bossing you around for a minute here. It's so good. Say it one more time.
But I think I've built my whole Christian life on the truth of God's word, not the facts of my circumstances. Because, you know, when you look at even my own life as being left in a hospital unnamed and unwanted, being abused for 12 years, you know, being told by the most prestigious social work school in Australia that I didn't have, I was unqualified to lead an NGO. And I say to everyone, you know, I have the documents, I have the pieces of paper from the government, from the medical profession, from the education department. My documents say fact, unnamed, fact, unwanted, fact, unqualified. And I have to hold the truth of the word of God above the facts. And I go, the truth always trumps the facts. And, you know, this says that I'm unqualified, but God's word says that he whom he calls, he qualifies. This says I'm unwanted, but God's word says that, you know, before I even got in my mother's womb, he wanted me and he knew me. This document says I'm unqualified, but God's word says that I'm unnamed, but God's word says in Isaiah 49:1 that from the womb of my mother, he has named my name, and I will choose conscious, no matter the facts are screaming something opposite to me, my feelings are screaming the opposite, but God's word is declaring the truth. And you have got to arrest your thinking, bring every thought captive, bring it into alliance with the word of God and go, I don't care what my feelings say. I don't care what the facts say. I am building my life on the truth of the word of God.
Come on, somebody. Wow, amazing.
I'm running my own lap too.
So we've got about a minute and a half before it's time for our break and before it's time for you to head out. This went by so fast, but you had all of the church all over the body of Christ, all ears right now. What charge would you give us?
I would charge, keep moving forward in faith. You know, no weapon formed against you will prosper. The enemy has unleashed fear on the earth. And obviously that's what terror is. And there's just so much instability. But scripture says it's only those things that can be shaken that will be shaken, so that those things that cannot be shaken shall remain. And Jesus Christ cannot be shaken. He has not fallen off his throne. He still sits on the throne. That sky is going to split. He is going to come back. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. He promised 2,000 years ago, I will build my church. Therefore, the gates of hell cannot, shall not, will not prevail against the church of the living God. We are on the winning side, so we need to go forward in faith and not stay paralyzed and crippled by fear.
Well, Chris, I wish I could hug your neck right now. Thank you for what you've just poured into our listeners. And I know you're busy, gal, so thank you for giving us your time today.
I so appreciate you, Susie, and blessings on your future.
Thank you. Well, you were speaking right to me, so this was balm for my heart for sure. Well, blessings on you, and I hope our paths cross again.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, see you, girlfriend.
Blessings. Christine Kane, her book is Unexpected. When we come back for the second half hour of Hour One, Neil Stavem, our program director, will join me. We're going to reminisce a little bit about Live the Promise. That should be great. I might cry, but I'm going to try not to. But if I don't cry, Neil might. I'm just saying. We'll be back in a bit. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. We just had a fantastic conversation with Christine Kane. Her book is titled Unexpected, and we've just got another great hour and a half for you. Hope you can stay tuned for the whole thing. Right now, for this half hour, I've got my good friend and mentor and boss, program director Neil Stavem, joining me. We just wanted to walk a little bit down memory lane and thinking about how far back this has gone for us, Neil. I mean, I think it was almost 13 years, a little over 12 years ago, I started to guest host first for Kim Cattola, then Stephanie Kay. And then got my own show, Live the Promise. And you've been there every step of the way. In fact, you should tell friends a little bit how long you've been with Faith Radio.
Yeah, in fact, next week, we clicked past 42 years.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Absolutely amazing. He started when he was five. So
It was that we did a lot of children's radio back then. So it worked out.
You were
a
little one,
great.
Yeah. Sure. But I'm thinking about so many of the things that you taught me, Neil. We meet every week to just talk Live the Promise. And over the years, I mean, when you're starting in radio, my first big lesson was to learn how to transition in and out of breaks. But then when you're on the air, it's harder than you think. And it just knowing like verbal crutches, things that I would maybe refer to words over and over again. And you would kindly say, hey, think of a different word there. And I mean, that sounds so ridiculous, but that's a skill so that you're not sounding the same all the time. Another one, because we receive so many pitches for guests on the show, that you would say to me is, instead of reacting to all the pitches, discern what you want to talk about and go after the best guest. Also, you're such a well-read man and you love God's word. Over and over again, you would pull out the nuggets that you love from past interviews I did, which always encouraged me that there was substance there. So that's just a few things. But I want to thank you so much for your investment in me.
Well, you know, I was waiting to hear what you had to say because I thought, you know, over all those years of meetings and stuff, and I thought, well, you know, recollection is one of the hardest parts, right? So, I mean, as you've done teaching, you know, that just it's repetition. So I would just tell you time and again what a great job you're doing, and I meant it every time, and I still do. We've had a great season, and it really has been a season of a blessing and you know, I think deep roots of faith going down for many listeners.
Yeah, I mean, that really, Live the Promise was born out of, you know, two very deep convictions for me, deeper life and powerful life. Deeper life in Christ, powerful life on earth. And the idea that we can't do anything of substance or even be who we're supposed to be without a deep and thriving, intimate walk of faith with the Lord on our own, where we hear his voice, where we have a relationship with him. And then it would translate into a powerful life, the way that we live on earth and tend to the needs around us. And when you think about, you know, just over the years, not even just with the promise, but with Faith Radio, I mean, do you marvel when you look at even the programming, how it's all evolved? I feel like it's gotten deeper and meatier. Like there's nothing that I can think of that's fluffy on Faith Radio from start to finish.
No, I think you're right. And I think I'm certainly going to credit you for a lot of that and kind of helping us really champion that. I think we didn't necessarily know the full extent of the vision that we had for this ministry, what God wanted to see accomplished. And I think you helped us with that because, you know, there's, I think the day in which we live, we have come to that place where, you know, without a deeper life in Christ, we're not going to have a powerful life on earth. And, you know, time is too short to sort of be wasting our time with just simply, you know, hearing platitudes or kind of poor preaching or whatever it might be. And so I think you've really helped us kind of let the roots grow down deep and realize that, you know, we're not going to back away from our convictions. And I mean, we've always been, I think, at Faith Radio, interested in sharing the gospel and connecting with anyone, you know, who would listen and to help people grow in their faith, introduce people to Jesus and help them grow deeper in their faith. But I think we've come to that place where we say, this is where we stand. We're not going to pretend to be something we're not, and we're simply just going to let God's word dwell in its richness throughout all the programming, and that's certainly happened over the last decades.
It's really true, and got to honor some of the people behind the scenes as well. Carissa was your producer for how many years, actually? A handful?
Four, she says. Yeah, she's holding up her fingers. Yeah.
So she produced for Neil for Connecting Faith, and then just, I think it was January, after she had her little one, she came back from maternity leave and stepped in as my producer. I knew that she was stellar before that, watching her produce for you. And, I mean, talk about dream team. She's just, to me, Neil, as pure as the driven snow, as sweet as you can imagine. But don't let that fool you, because she's fierce and her attention to detail and her ability to manage everything. I marvel. Yeah. And it's like what happens on a daily basis. The show, a live show, is like a freight train. It comes at you one show after the next. You basically finish one show and you're already planning for the next. She's a huge part of pulling that off, isn't she?
Yeah, there's no question about that. I mean, there are so many people on the Faith Radio team that, you know, probably don't ever, you know, get in front of the microphone, but really make things happen. And I think that's why part of the reason that we've seen the growth that we have is because we've committed to saying there has to be infrastructure here. This is not simply just going to be a jukebox of some teaching programs, a collection here and there, but we want to have a significant opportunity to encounter and engage with our listeners. And so over the years, we've really worked on kind of building the framework, I think, and we're seeing that the level rise as a result of that solid foundation.
Carissa, can't say enough about you and just what you've meant. And And some of you have been listening for years know Grace was my producer years ago. She's now my publicist at Bethany House. And she said the most interesting thing, Neil, to me the other day. She says, I don't think you guys realize how powerful your infrastructure is, because she says there are authors who get on, you know, larger shows, and I'm ready to tweet and post the you know, the podcast after the fact, and they don't have any of that. They have no infrastructure or the money to be able to transfer their live show to a podcast form. When we have a podcast post, we've got a nice picture with it, go with it. We make it so shareable, and that's all infrastructure capacity. So people, we have a lot of our listeners who are podcast listeners. They don't even know that we're actually a radio station with a radio show.
Yeah, which is, I think, has been part of the amazing side of the growth as well. Realize that, you know, we're having impact, you know, well beyond what's happening just under our radio signals, and we're so grateful for them and have seen those grow and expand as well. But know that there is opportunity to really impact and change lives as people that, you know, tune in online or on the app. And so many have become absolutely total fans of Susie Larson to Live the Promise. So I know there's going to be a lot of adjustment. We'll be digging back into the archives for a long time,
right?
just to hear classic Susie's.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, I also want to honor Kim Sanders, who works the controls for us. And she was a NetOp, right? Was that when we first met Kim? Was she a NetOp?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And then she graduated Northwestern, right?
Right. Yeah. And then went away and did some other ministry jobs. And now she's full-time, not only working the board, she's an amazing producer working those controls, and she stays so calm. I think that would seem like a high-stress job for me, but she's cool, too cool for school.
Yeah, I'd say.
A great writer and doing other production pieces for Faith Radio behind the scenes, so I just want to honor her as well. But as you said, these are just, you know, tips of the iceberg, so to speak. There are just a whole team of people working hard behind the scenes to put good programming out there, and it's important that they get noted, because we can't do what we do without what they're doing.
No question about it. So. Would you have time to hear from one of your dear friends who sent us a word of, tribute, maybe we could put it?
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, your dear friend Liz Curtis Higgs offered some encouragement and thought you might want to listen in.
Oh, Susie Larson. Liz Curtis Higgs here on this very special, very sad day. Oh, but a happy day, too. What can I say about a woman whose friendship and encouragement have meant so much to me? Girl, you've read my books, and you've heard me speak, and you've invited me on your show month after month. Me, a former bad girl? Wow. But when it comes to redemption stories, Susie, yours is the most beautiful and powerful of all. Your understanding and knowledge of God's word is profound, and yet you share what you know humbly and with deep gratitude. Rather than telling us what to do, you show us what to do. Instead of correcting or instructing, you point us day after day to God's word and trust the Holy Spirit to do the convicting. Honey, you're a treasure. All of us who've loved listening to you are grateful that you'll still be writing, still be speaking, still be tweeting, and still be teaching. Blessings to you, sweet friend. Whatever God has next for you, we know it's good and it's right, and it will continue to bless the world with joy unspeakable, Susie Larson style. Love you.
Yeah, she is a good gal, isn't she?
Didn't expect that. Thank you. Thanks a lot, Neil.
Well,
no, that was really
we made it 10 minutes into this segment before the handkerchiefs, the Kleenex had to come out. But I just think that, you know, as she said, there is the humility with deep gratitude, the powerful teaching. You know, no one does an interview like you. No one really, you know, has that depth of wisdom and understanding that comes through in such a encouraging and uplifting way. And so those are things that we just, you know, there's only one Susie Larson. We're so honored that you have been part of this ministry for these now many years. And, wow, going back 12 years, I was trying to think back. I mean, the your show has been going on 8, right? So you were guest hosting before. A little bit.
For 4 years, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we are just so grateful and know that, you know, there is life has seasons. And so we're looking forward to the next season for you as well.
Well, that's just so ministered to me. Thank you so much. And you have my prayers truly, because this Faith Radio is in my skin, you know, mm-hmm. and Northwestern Media and the university, President Cureton, the whole aspect of this organization is my family and my home away from home. So as I've said several times, hardest decision I've ever made, but I'm not really looking at it as severing ties. These are all dear, dear friends. It's more trusting God for an unknown season, you know, and maybe you've been in that place before where it's all faith, but you know, I realized that I've been just really employing fierce discipline to manage everything, and I'm managing everything, but it's been fierce discipline. And a friend said to me the other day, fierce discipline will net you the results that you imagine. Fierce faith will net you results beyond what you imagined, you know? And I've been in that mode of hard work to keep managing it and managing my health and my boundaries. And I just can tell that God is inviting me to more of a faith zone where there's some unknown and there's some ebb to the flow. And there's so much unknown. There's more unknown than I know right now.
Yeah.
But there's a peace in it, because I know God prefers my faith more than discipline is important, but more than he prefers my ability to control and manage everything, you know?
Yeah. I was thinking, I know that you've talked a lot these last few days just about, you know, margin and, you know, how we all need that. Our good friend Richard Swenson, you know, always talks about margins, the space between your load and your limits.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all of us could learn a lesson about what are our limits and how do we manage our load. And one of my other favorite sayings from Richard Swenson is that everything takes longer than it does.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, as you've been, you know, saying that it's fierce discipline will take you through a season, but to understand, you know, God's work and the resting and trusting in faith too, that's a whole different level.
It really is. And, God is good. And maybe that's a word of encouragement for somebody today, because, you know, I think the things that we white knuckle, the things we're holding on to too tight, or the things that we maybe look to for our identity, for our comfort, for our provision, when it starts to shake a little bit and it starts to mess with you, I just think it might be worth looking at. Have I developed an unhealthy attachment to the thing to the point where I'm not trusting God the way that I should? And I'm telling you, anytime you sort of break an unhealthy attachment, so to speak, or instead of looking to this thing to be okay, you're looking to the Lord and releasing your white knuckle grip, life comes in, because God's been waiting all the time for us to let go of our white knuckle control of things. You know, it's a good thing to let go sometimes.
Although it's certainly not something that we long to do. And that's the case here with you stepping aside at this season. And we can't thank you enough, Susie, just for the joy that you bring every day, not only just on air, but your presence with us here as a staff, too. We're so honored to have you as a good friend.
You've been the best, really, Neil. I know we have to pause here. When we come back, I have no idea what I'm going to say, but I'm pretty sure I'll cry.
Okay. Well, so there's a tease for you. So, you know,
yes.
You know, if we were having a little, a show meeting now, we could talk about that. So,
exactly.
You know, maybe
not
come
the
up
best
with a little
transition.
Yeah, sure. Come up with a little better transition than that. So.
Yeah. But what are you going to do to me now?
Sure. Susie will be crying in a couple minutes. Stay tuned.
We'll be back in a minute.
Well, hello, Susie. This is Troy. Just wanted to say thank you so much for all that you have done for myself, the clinic, and what you bring to the people. I really can't even say in words how much impact you have had. I wish you could be in the room as I hear people talk about how you've helped them in their health journeys and how you inspire them and just how you walk in faith, your prayers, and it's just unbelievable to me. I'm constantly in awe, and just want to thank you and just really know that you're a blessing to so many people, and I know you know that, but I want you to hear it from my lips to your ears that you just impact people so much, and I have so much gratitude for you and know that you are loved by so many people, including myself and our entire team. Just a blessing to just have worked with you and look forward to continuing to work with you. But work isn't even the right word, because it doesn't feel like work at all. It just feels right. And you just make things so easily, and which is just, again, amazing to me considering all that you've been through. And so I just want to thank you for just you and just what you've done at Faith Radio has just been absolutely amazing. So I really look forward to seeing what God has planned for you. Just pray for your future that you continue to impact people the way you have. And I'm excited to see what happens. So I love you, Susie, and just really appreciate everything you've done for myself, my family, and all your listeners. And so take care, God bless, and we will talk to you soon.
Well, Susie, I knew you probably weren't expecting that, and I thought, well, I should just play a little music just in case you wanted to...
Play some crying?
Yeah. just the possibility was there, so high love for it.
Thank you. That means so much. And wow, I thought I was done grieving because I've been, you know, grieving behind the scenes for some time now, but that means so much, Neil. Thank you so much. Yeah. And when I interviewed Christine Kane last half hour here, and I want to just share what she said here again. She said, we need to develop relentless faith so that next time life throws us a curveball, which life most certainly will, we're able to bat it out of the park and still live in the adventure he has for us. Maybe we'll even live a version of the adventure that's beyond what we could ever have hoped or imagined, all because of the unexpected that interrupted our lives in the first place. This was so unexpected for me, just the, you know, process behind the scenes, but it is, God is in it. And I want to tell friends, if you've not already heard, that our good friend Bill Arnold will be stepping into that time slot. He is deep. He's hilarious. He is sincere. He is the real deal. And he'll be entertaining while he's teaching you all at the same time. And maybe, Neil, you can say a word about just Bill, his call to step into that space.
Yeah, and I think you're right, just in your description that, you know, Bill does have just a natural ability to bring a joy and laughter, which is a wonderful gift and so much needed. But he's very passionate about his faith and about sharing his faith and about growing deeper in that faith and bringing others along with him. And so he has an evangelist heart, and he loves to read and to study as well. And so he'll come with, I think, great passion and enthusiasm, and looking forward to having him step in the afternoon. And I don't, obviously, it's not replacing you. It's a new opportunity.
Season.
Yeah, it's a new season. And so we're looking forward to that.
Yes, and as you mentioned before, when he stepped into the morning show, there was a several-month interim where he was just getting his legs under him and kind of hitting a stride and getting a sense for what the show should look like. Then they named it the Early Morning Late Show. And so there needs to be all kinds of grace for that as well, because he'll be stepping in and it's going to take shape. It's going to look different, obviously, than the morning show. But I think in due time, it'll take its own shape and it'll have its own name. And but just know that, I mean, he's so great and he's going to do a fantastic job in that space. But it just will evolve until they've got some snazzy name that will make me laugh every time I hear it, I'm sure.
It's your show, but I read this morning, I read regularly Paul David Tripp's New Morning Mercies, you and I share a love for people who can write well. Yeah. Like you are, of course, such a great writer and speaker, but Paul Tripp is just one of those guys who can put a sentence or two together. And so this morning I'm reading this. He says, you and I have been freed from carrying the burden of all the regrets of the past, of our needs in the present, and of all the unanswered questions of the future. He says, you and I have been freed from the stress of thinking we have to figure it all out on our own. We've been freed from worrying about needing to control things that are actually beyond our control. And he goes on to say, the God who now owns you is committed to keeping you and care for you. He says, so when you get up tomorrow, remind yourself of who you are and what you have become. God's grace has welcomed you to rest and peace because that grace has placed your life under new and capable management. The one who is creator, savior, and king has taken ownership. What could be better than that?
Oh, that's fantastic.
Just thought that was a good word. I was thinking about you today, obviously, and knowing that, you know, how do I face transitions and different seasons and willing to step out in faith? Because in many ways, that's what you're facing. It is a step of faith, but you're listening to God's voice. And so we honor that about you, especially. And you've been leading us in that way for many years.
Thanks, Neil. And you know, my nature is predictability and structure and task lists and predictability. I mean, I hit my stride and I tend to be strategic in my thinking. So this is out of the comfort zone in many ways. I've got friends who live for adventure. So for them, it takes more faith to stay put than it does to take the big flying leap, you know, just because they live for adventure. And I love my predictability, but I love Jesus more. And, you know, I always tell gals that I'm mentoring that wisdom's path is peace. And I have the peace of God in my heart. So mm-hmm. I know that he's with me, even though I don't know what's ahead. But again, I told friends at the beginning, I'm not done interviewing. I'm made for the interview. I absolutely know it. So we're praying about this podcast. We're pretty sure, but I may turn up and fill in guest host on other networks once in a while. Just in case I don't want you to be confused by that if you hear me on the air somewhere else, just because radio is in me and I love the interview. But if you want to keep up with me, you sure can hop on the website, SusieLarson.com, sign up for our newsletter. And I guess I'll give you details. I'll say that you're on a need-to-know basis when you need to know. That means I know. We'll let you know because I don't know right now. But I need a little bit of a Sabbath time just to be with the Lord, you know.
Years ago, as you know, of course, everything's years ago for me now. But back when I was attending Northwestern, had an English teacher who loved to quote Romans 5, verse 2 in the Living Bible paraphrase. And I was thinking about that today as well. It's always been, you know, favorite verse, and I think it's certainly appropriate for you, Susie. It goes like this: because of our faith, God has brought us to this place of highest privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to actually becoming all that God had in mind for us to be. And I think that is the news that we can all look forward to, that God, you know, has begun a good work in us, and he is going to see it to completion. We don't know what that's final will look like, but we know that he is at work. And so we, as the paraphrase says, we confidently and joyfully look forward to actually becoming all that God had in mind for us to be.
It's just amazing. We'll be praying here in about 45 seconds, but, you know, I don't know. I think you might be the first guy who never retires. 42 years. Is it 42 years, you said?
42. Yeah, officially. Ghana, yeah. Starting in 43 next week.
Man. Oh, Neil, that's amazing faithfulness. But I want to know when it is time for you to venture into your next season of full-time grandpa. Well, how do you want to leave Faith Radio? What's your vision for what you want to see happen?
You know, probably pudding, I think. You know, you know, white food. I think that's
not for retirement, for Faith Radio.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. You're having visions of pudding. Okay.
You know, Norwegian. If you can't put cream sauce on it, it really doesn't count. You know, I see it continuing to grow, and I think what I love is that, you know, if the roots go down deep, then, you know, there's going to be fruit. There's going to be results from that. So we want to keep pushing the roots down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love, as the says in Ephesians, you know, that we can all just continue to know that, hey, this is a place where there is depth, and the scriptures are clearly presented in a relevant and winsome way.
Yeah. Well, would you mind? I'm asking if you could pray for me in this last.
Can I pray a prayer from Chuck Swindoll from a journal that he has?
Love that.
It's a prayer to acknowledge God's sovereignty. Quiet our hearts, our Father, and in doing so, remind us that you are sovereign, not almost sovereign, but altogether, that nothing occurs in our lives that has not been wonderfully planned and put together by you, our eternal God. Help us to enter personally and on a consistent basis into the truth of your word. We pray that we would cease striving and discover that you are God. We cast our cares upon you, knowing you care for us. Thank you that there's nothing that touches us that has not first passed through the hands of our loving and caring Heavenly Father, and we pray that we will accept your plan and we will deliberately lean on the everlasting arms. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my friend Neil.
You're
always
welcome.
Always will be grateful for you. Thank you for your leadership in my life.
Yeah, we love and appreciate you, Susie.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, you've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson, and a podcast will be up on our website in a bit at myfaithradio.com. Coming up next, Karen Schatzlein joins me to talk about her book, Dehydrated. I'm trying to pull myself together. Don't go away. Hour two is up next. Thanks for listening to this conversation from Live the Promise. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link with a friend. Help grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player, and then never miss a show.